we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good news, it is Friday, and we live in Florida. And that is a good thing. Brevard County, Florida is a great place to live, and we are so thankful that God picked out this spot for us. So my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we say good morning to you as you are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM, WWBC 15, 10 a.m. If you happen to be listening at 10:30 a.m., WMIE's 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, rebroadcast of the program. And as always, you can log on to WMIEFM.com, and you can listen to any programs that you may have missed during your drive home, or maybe you're away on vacation, or whatever it might have been. Today we are going to be talking out of Galatians chapter 6 of sowing to the Spirit and not sowing to the flesh. After all, those two natures are warring at one another. They are at war. Don't hedge your bets. You want to make sure that the Spirit is the place that you receive your harvest from, that the Holy Spirit is the one who brings you that harvest, because His harvest is a harvest of life. So today we are going to be looking in Isaiah chapter 30, chapter 32. We're going to be in 32 first and then Isaiah chapter 30 after that. But before we get there, we do want to say thank you to the fine folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 632-9538. Now, I do want to mention that tomorrow is Praise Fest at Cocoa Village. It's absolutely free. A bunch of different Christian bands are going to be out there. There's going to be concessions and refreshments to eat. There's going to be some games and things like that. Some vendors will be set up in the park as well. And so why don't you take advantage of that opportunity to go out, hang out with some believers, and enjoy some worship music, some praise music, and just have a great time. And after all, it is free. So with that being said, thank you to the fine folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 632-9538, based here in Rockledge, Florida. But they go anywhere in Brevard County, from the southern border to the northern border, from the ocean all the way to the western boundary. They are skilled in electrical services and taking care of any air conditioning needs that you might have, no matter what type of system it is. This last week we had some cold spells and maybe your heater wasn't working. Well, guess what? If it wasn't working now, when you are on the last few weeks of possibly needing it here in Florida, but when fall and winter comes, you're going to need it then. So I want to encourage you, the best time to get something worked on is when you aren't needing it. And I'll also encourage you to do this, and that is, if you are needing your air conditioner worked on, why don't you consider it a blessing to your air conditioner repairman to have him come out and work when it is not boiling hot? Now, there's going to be, jobs that they have that are come up in the intense heat, but you don't want to be suffering in intense heat while they're out there trying to get your air conditioner back up and running. So make a wise choice. Call the fine folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 632-9538. Call them, have them come out, take a look at your equipment, get it up and running to top performance, and then you will be ready for a pleasant and comfortable summer here in Florida, as all of the needs that you have in your climate control system are there for you. And I will tell you, we've utilized them at church, and I've utilized them personally for electrical service, and they work hard, they do a great job, and they are experts in their field. So I encourage you to give them a call. 632-9538. 321-632-9538. If you don't need them now, write the number down. You can touch base with them at a number at a later time. Isaiah chapter 32. And we're just going to read one verse this morning. It starts off with verse number 20. That's the verse we're going to read. And it says, blessed. Now, I want to ask you today, as we're looking at sowing and reaping and harvesting and processing grain and all of that sort of stuff, do you want to be blessed or do you want to be hindered? Do you want to be cursed? How do you want to live life? I want to live life blessed. Well, the Word of God is quite simply the highest authority on the process of living a blessed life. Now, there's a sermon that I do that there is a lifestyle that is higher than being blessed, and that is living a covenant life. I can take you that and show you that in the scriptures, that living a covenant life means that there's blessing that comes along with that, but not everybody who is blessed is walking in covenant. I'm thankful that we get to do both. When we're walking in covenant with God, we are going to be living a blessed life as well. So, blessed are all who sow beside all waters, who send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey. So on yesterday's program, we were talking about breaking up the fallow ground, leveling the ground, making sure that the soil was fertile and nutritious and a high-quality soil, that it was free from thorns, that we would make sure that we were sowing the seed in the soil where the seed was going to thrive, and that we don't continue to plow all of the time. Once the seed has been planted, then we move on. We allow God to do His work on that seed, to break it, to bring it to that place of fruitfulness, and we go on to our next project. There's always going to be something to do. If you have come to that place where you have nothing to do, then you need to be knocking on your pastor's door and you need to be saying, Pastor, what can I do? I've still got breath in my lungs. I've still got life in my body. I've still got wisdom in my head. I've got a heart for the lost. What can I do? There's something that you can do around the body of Christ. Even if it is just coming and praying, avail yourself of every opportunity. There is a shortage of people who pray. There is a shortage of people who serve. And if you've got time on your hands, sow that into the body of Christ and into the kingdom of God, and you will reap a harvest. Here it says, blessed are all who sow beside all waters. I want to take you to Psalm 1 this morning, and it says there, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall stand in the judgment, or therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So here David writes that the godly man is like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. When you and I go about to sow, we need to make sure that not only is the soil the got the right nutrition in it, but that you also have that sustaining hydration going on, that you are not in an arid environment, that you're not going through a dry season. God wants to transform deserts into harvest lands, places of abundance. And so you and I, we may be limited by the natural reservoirs that our community, whatever that might be, may have, but in the spirit, we are not so hindered. So he says, make sure that you sow your seed where the waters are, that if you find a hydration source, find out what sort of crop is going to thrive there and plant it. Plant there. You want, listen, a biblical culture was an agrarian society. If you don't have food to eat, you are going to be in big trouble. Okay? Everybody wants to talk about their investments and preparing for hard times and all of that sort of stuff. But the book of Revelation says that there's going to come a time where grain for bread is going to be of such high value that people will give a whole bunch of gold for just a little bit of bread. And so as investors tried to talk me into buying gold one time, I said, look, I just want to show you this verse and you tell me which one is of greater value. And so if our family has not always had it easy financially, when my wife and I got married, we were in Oklahoma. And that was during a time of not an oil boom, but an oil bust. And the economy there was not doing real well at the time. And so we would, scrape by financially. And when you are on a very, very tight budget, you learn to buy food that is going to last and is not going to be easily destroyed. You make food a priority in your life. And so here I want to encourage you that you position yourself for fruitfulness by sowing seeds where you are going to continue to have the rivers of life flowing out of you, that there will be rivers of living water flowing out of your innermost being. God wants you fruitful. He wants you fresh. This last week we got to celebrate a couple of baptisms. We've had three baptisms here in just the past few weeks, and we are thrilled over each one of them. And the picture of baptism, we identify with His death, His burial, His resurrection. That baptism was a desirable level of testimony in the lives of earlier believers, and it should be for us as well. But also, one of the words for baptism means to immerse. It was a word that was used for dyeing fabric, where they would take a thread and they would immerse it in a fluid, and it would come back up a completely different color. It would come out dripping. And so today I want to pray that if you are going through a dry season in your life, that the God of heaven will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a refreshing season in your life that will break any spiritual drought that is going on and will bring you and I to a level of fruitfulness again. Isaiah chapter 30, if you turn back just a couple of pages, Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 23 says, then He will give the rain for your seed with which you sow the ground, and the bread of the increase of the earth. It will be fat and plentiful. In that day your cattle will feed in large pastures. Likewise, the oxen and the young donkeys that work the ground will eat cured fodder, which has been winnowed with a shovel and fan. There will be on every high mountain and on every high hill rivers and streams of water in the day of the great slaughter where the towers fall. Okay? So what it says here is that when we sow and there is the proper soil to sow into, where there's the proper hydration levels to sow into, I mean, if you live in Florida, you more than likely have some sort of irrigation system that helps sustain you through the dry seasons of our climate. They aren't They aren't frequent, but they do happen from time to time. I planted a grass in my yard that the person told me, there's going to come times when your lawn is going to look like it's dead. But he said this. He said, but at the first sniff of water, it's going to get green again. It's going to come out of that dormant state. And I pray today that the Spirit of God would be calling forth from you. If you've been going through that dry season, that today you would say, you know what? I can see a cloud that is coming that is going to bring the refreshing rain, that just as Elijah saw a cloud the size of a man's hand and it destroyed famine in the land of Israel and brought abundant rain to the land, that's what you have coming in your life. That drought is getting ready to end because the Lord is going to show that he is the faithful God. So you whatever the seed that you sow, it benefits from the rain, and it goes on. By the way, I will tell you this, it wasn't just humanity that was benefiting from this rain, but it describes that the cattle, so there was not only going to be grain, but cows were also there for meat consumption. There was oxen, there were donkeys that were there to do the work. Life gets better when there is a outpouring from heaven, not just for you, but for everything that you need in your life. It gets better. And so I want to encourage you that there are many, many benefits from sowing the way that God would have you to sow. It says that there that would lead to increase. It says, with which you will sow the ground, and the bread of the increase of the earth, it will be fat and plentiful. There is a sowing that leads to increase, which is going to bring about a healthy and abundant harvest. Okay, I've talked to you before on the program here about a time in my life where God challenged me, and it was about a process that I was employing in my life. And he said, how is that working out for you? And I said, it's not working out well at all. And he said, well, if wisdom is proved right by all her actions, what does that say about your actions if you're not getting the results that you want to see in the spirit? And it's, God, I think I probably need to adopt your plan instead of trying to employ my plan. And so I want to ask you today, have you considered that you put the grain in the bag? The Bible talks about the people of God they would bring in the harvest, they'd put it in a bag, and when they would go to get it, the bag had a hole in it. There was nothing there for them to grab hold of. There was nothing there that would benefit them of their harvest. I want to ask you to take a look at your life today and to see if your life is giving you access to a healthy and abundant harvest. Is there signs of increase in your life? We've got some plants around our church, and we keep them trimmed, and we come back, and the next thing you know, you can see signs of increase. There are signs of growth there. And then you make sure that it is growing in the right direction. I showed our boys' ministry a video on pruning vines and what the purpose of that pruning was. It was to make sure that there was life throughout the plant, not just unchecked growth, but it was growing the way that the Lord of that particular harvest desired for it to grow. So as you look upon your situation, is there increase? Is your harvest healthy? Is it abundant? Or is there still room for growth and understanding in your life? I pray that you and I will make the necessary adjustments that we need to make so that we can see the harvest, because God wants to bring a harvest that, I'm gonna transition to a fishing mindset. The disciples would go out fishing. They were expert fishermen. They knew what they were doing. And they came back, and Jesus would ask them, "Did you catch anything?" He said, "No, we didn't catch anything." He said, "Well, if you throw your boat on the right, or if you throw your net on the right side, you're going to have a harvest, and the harvest would be so abundant that their ship would start to sink, that they would have to call other people with other boats to come in and help them to gather the harvest of fish that had suddenly been made available to them." And so I pray that all of us will be humbled enough in our spirit to be able to say, "God, what adjustments do I need to make in my life so that the seeds that I sow result in an abundant harvest?" Wouldn't it be phenomenal if the churches, the Bible preaching churches in our county, were filled with hungry souls who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness? Wouldn't that be awesome? I wonder, do you think God could bring about that type of harvest? Is our God big enough? Is our God wise enough? Is the Holy Spirit so capable of dealing with people's sins that he could bring a revival to Brevard County? Well, I want you to know that my answer for that is, I believe, is yes. If I did not believe that it was so, I would have a greater difficulty in staying where God has planted me, because there would not be any proof of harvest. I believe that God wants fresh bread in his house for his people. I believe that Jesus died upon the cross for every person in Brevard County to have the opportunity to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so I want to make sure that any adjustments that God wants me to make, that I make. Okay? We're going to go over to the first book of the minor prophets. That's right after the book of Daniel. We're going to go to the book of Hosea, and I want to read from the 8th chapter and the 7th verse. It says, "They sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. The stalk has no bud. It shall never produce meal. If it should produce, aliens would swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up. Now they are among the Gentiles like a vessel in which is no pleasure." This is a people who are sowing ungodliness. And we'll talk about that plenty throughout this series. But I want to focus on today's broadcast about the exponential connection between sowing and reaping. If we do prepare our soil, whether it's preparing for good seed or preparing for bad seed, we're going to prepare our soil one way or the other. If we level the field, if we structure the sowing, if we sow the appropriate seed in the appropriate soil, if we say, you know what, it's now time to stop plowing and it is time to let God have his work. If we sow near a place that's not a dry place, not a desert place, but it is a well-hydrated place that is going to lead to a bountiful harvest. I want you to see here it says, "They sow the wind, they reap the whirlwind." You don't just reap what you sow in the same quantity in which you have sown it. There is an exponential aspect to the harvest. And so I'm always thankful whenever I get to come and sow the word into people's lives, because I know that I'm going to reap a harvest of that. One of the things that I have found as a teacher of the word of God is that God teaches me more than I have the ability to communicate. I remember when I was on staff in Melbourne, and I got asked to teach the Wednesday night Bible study for a couple of weeks. And And I it was a life transforming moment for me, because God brought a learning technique into my life that has been absolutely vital to my ministry throughout the years. It has helped me so much. And there was a little bitty free Bible program that I availed myself of during that time. I think it was called the Online Bible or something like that. Friend of mine introduced it to me. I had this really, really slow computer, but I learned so much preparing for that 2-week Bible study. I ended up doing 6 weeks on the book of Jude. I said, what in the world could you teach in possibly 2 weeks? And I said, there's only 25 verses in Jude, and so that ought to be plenty of time. I was not exactly a long-winded preacher up until that point in time. And so I thought, I can surely cover 25 verses in 2 weeks. That shouldn't be. Well, the person that I needed to fill in for was gone for a prolonged stretch, and it ended up being a 6-week stint, and I learned so much. I learned more than what I could communicate in those 6 weeks. And so as I prepare here for this lesson, I learned new things that I did not know. Some of them I will share. Some of them are not germane to the topic that we're dealing with. And so they will come out of my life at some other point in time. But I just was so appreciative of the fact that I would learn more as the teacher than I would be able to communicate to the students. That's why you and I need to be students of the Word. Okay? It is great to go to a class and sit there. It's great to listen to, but break open your Bible and ask the Holy Spirit, would you guide me in the study of the Word, that I would be a student that would not be ashamed. I would be able to demonstrate that there's nothing I have to be ashamed of the study of your Word. Okay? And so today I pray that all of us would have that realization that there's an exponential connection, that the harvest, listen, whatever you sow, whether it's your time, whether it's your finances, whether it's your attendance, whatever it might be, you are going to see an exponential outpouring. You are going to be better off. Every investment that you make in the kingdom of God is going to be to your betterment. I want to encourage you to have a great weekend. Hopefully you'll make it out to the Praise Fest this week. If not, do make it out to worship God, and we will see you here Monday on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Soul. I will dance, I will sing to be a master.